The entry corridor. You've entered a corridor that stretches to your left about 75 feet and is on a slight incline. As you stroll up this corridor, exhibits will be on your right. A 3-foot-high glass barrier runs along the length of the hall between you and the exhibits immediately in front of you. Notice the music playing at this first station. This is an harmony-only version of the Star-Spangled Banner, played on a cello. In the background in this area is an enlarged color photo reproduction of a detail from the flag. Its broad red and white stripes and large blue field with white stars. On a horizontal placard, text reads, "The Star-Spangled Banner. On September 14, 1814, U.S. soldiers at Baltimore's Fort McHenry raised a huge American flag to celebrate a crucial victory over British forces during the War of 1812. The sight of those broad stripes and bright stars inspired Francis Scott Key to write a song that eventually became the United States national anthem. Key's words gave new significance to a national symbol and started a tradition in which generations of Americans have invested the flag with their own meanings and memories. As you move along the corridor, you'll come to the next station, the Capitol Captured. Listen. Can you hear the sounds of Washington burning? A background mural shows bright yellow, orange, and red flames swirling in fiery unrest. A tall placard tells us, "The Capitol Captured." In 1812, the United States declared war with Great Britain. Angered by British interference with American trade, the young nation was intent on reaffirming its recently won independence. Instead, a series of defeats left Americans anxious and demoralized. They were stunned when, on August 24, 1814, British troops marched into Washington, D.C. and set the Capitol building and White House ablaze. A Baltimore resident described the 1814 burning of Washington in this way: "Every American heart is bursting with shame and indignation at the catastrophe." Set into the background are two video screens that feature period drawings of Washington during the British invasion. Just in front and to the left, within a glass cube, is a chunk of White House timber charred by the 1814 fire. The block of wood is roughly rectangular, black as coal on one jagged short side, but with strips of white and black on top. Moving further up the entry corridor, you'll come upon the third station, Baltimore in the Balance. A photo mural shows the deep blue surface of the Baltimore Harbor. A video screen set into the mural shows period engravings of the bombardment of Fort McHenry. Text reveals that America's future seemed more uncertain than ever as the British set their sights on Baltimore, Maryland, a vital seaport. On September 13, 1814, British warships began firing bombs and rockets on Fort McHenry, which protected the city's harbor. The bombardment continued for 25 hours while the nation awaited news of Baltimore's fate. Perhaps you can hear the sounds of rockets and bombs exploding over Fort McHenry. Indeed, in a tall glass case is a Congreve rocket of the type fired on Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbor. The rocket is about 4 feet tall and cylindrical with a cone-shaped top. It's brown and rusted, and on its back, a wooden rod is held in place by 3 metal bonds. The rod extends beyond the base of the rocket. Further to the left, also in a glass case, is a British bombshell, a squat, roundish object, black and pockmarked. It is hollow. A hole at the top is where it was filled with explosive black powder. And between them, on a slanted podium just behind the glass barrier that runs along the corridor, rests a tactile fragment of an actual exploded bombshell. Please touch and explore the ragged, rust-colored remnant. Finally, the fourth and last station in this entry corridor, a moment of triumph. A mural here shows the early morning sky above Baltimore Harbor, dotted with patches of clouds lit from behind by a rising sun. On the mural is a quote by Francis Scott Key, who was aboard a ship in the harbor. Recalling the morning of September 14, 1814, he wrote, "Then, in that hour of deliverance and joyful triumph, my heart spoke." Key was aboard a British ship several miles out in the harbor. Can you hear the creaking of the ship? Text tells us that a moment of triumph. By the dawn's early light of September 14, 1814, Francis Scott Key could just make out an American flag waving above Fort McHenry. British ships were withdrawing from Baltimore, and Key realized that the United States had survived the battle and stopped the enemy advance. Moved by the sight, he wrote a song celebrating that star-spangled banner as a symbol of America's triumph and endurance. In a glass case here is a spyglass from the early 1800s of the type Key might have used. It's a narrow, tubular, metallic piece, perhaps 2 feet long when outstretched. It's sectioned so as to be collapsed within itself. In the background is a video depiction of Key in a red waistcoat, white ruffled neckerchief, and a dark overcoat. His right arm is outstretched toward the harbor in the background as the words to the national anthem appear in script in the sky.